Senhor Dr. Jorge Lacão, vice...
Jorge Lacão, Vice President of the Portuguese Parliament, President of the IPU. I'll be brief. First, I would just like to thank you for being here over the course of these 2 days and this initiatives, and thank you for trusting the Portuguese Parliament in hosting and organizing this seminar destined to the members of the 12 Plus group. Moreover, I would also like to thank all of the members of Parliament that came all the way to Lisbon to participate in this initiative, not only for being here, but also I would also like to thank you for the intervention over the course over these 2 days, which enriched our debate. President, members of Parliament, we'll be going back home with the idea that we are all committed to meeting the SDGs, which goes beyond the ideological schools of thought and borders. We understand that to achieve a better life, it is necessary that sustainability has to be part of the international development system. Growing economically is not enough if it doesn't result in a better quality of life, and better quality of life in all of its aspects. Here, we focused on health and innovation within the economic system. What we can reach in terms of innovation should not only be reached just to look good on paper, but it has to translate into practical objectives in creating employment, sustainable development and economy, and in the health system to improve health and be more accessible to all citizens living in our countries. And what we have ascertained is that regardless of all of the achievements that we have made, we are part of a geopolitical group, after all, that has achieved many advantages and successes when it comes to the quality of life and the lifespan and economic development, but we still experience problems. And these problems have to be analyzed, and we have to find solutions together to solve these issues. There are no national solutions. They go well beyond the borders of our countries, namely in the European continent. A continent which is suffering from a reality, and that reality is the aging of the population. Migration is also a hot topic, where they move from less developed countries to more developed countries, and so we experience a desertification of the territory. So we have all come to the conclusion that we all have to do something to ensure that development be more inclusive. And that's why we were here for these last 2 days. But these 2 days shouldn't just end here. You should take these 2 days back, and they should inform the work you will be doing in your own parliament. That's why I would like to thank you for being here, and thank you to President Gabriela Cueva for having reached us and been here with us in Portugal, and the Vice President of the Portuguese Parliament. I would also like to thank the Portuguese Parliament for all of the support they've given to the IPU, and of course I would also like to thank the technical support, and I would also like to thank our assistant Susanna for the IPU for all of the efforts she puts in when organizing this event. Of course, I would also like to thank the other contributors of the Portuguese Parliament, as well as the interpreters who are facilitating communication. Thank you very much, and safe travel home.
E tem a palavra a senhora presidente da IP.
And now the floor to the president of the IPU.
Muito obrigada. Mr. Vice President of the Assembly of the Republic, Mr. Chair of the 12 Plus Geopolitical Group at the IPU, dear colleagues, we come to the closing of the regional seminar for the 12 Plus Group. I am pleased that we have very lively debates and learning opportunities on very fundamental issues: innovation, sustainability, education, employment, health. These issues that are clearly important for our citizens, for the people that we represent, and of course to the people that we are accountable. The IPU is very pleased to provide this platform for dialogue, for exchanges, for an opportunity to understand and learn from the best practices implemented in the different regions, and give us the opportunity to go back to our countries with new ideas, with fresh ways to implement and to go for real achievement of SDGs. We talked during these 2 days about the importance on leadership to go to full implementation. Again, we have only 11 years to change this planet, to transform it into a more inclusive one, that no one is being left behind. So we now have to go back to our countries. Now it's time for homework, to turn words into actions. But how? First, make the most of your position as parliamentarians by ensuring policy coordination and strengthening intersectoral collaboration so as to maximize the impact of innovation and technology. Second, promote forward-looking policies and allocate the necessary resources to mitigate the risk of negative social consequences of innovation and the technological development. Third, take the necessary steps to remove the barriers that stand in the way of people accessing healthcare services. Call for a review of your country's legal framework to empty it from any discriminatory legal provision, and use your oversight power to hold government to account on health plans, laws and policies, and on health budgets. Fourth, remember that SDGs are for everybody. If the SDGs are to be achieved, then our policies and our actions as parliamentarians must reflect this. Be the champion for those left behind and defend our of their rights in the media, in Parliament, and in your constituencies. Last but not least, let us work together. Each and every one of us becomes stronger with the cooperation with others. Our organization, our IPU, is about to have its 130th anniversary. This is the best moment to remember our commitment with democracy, with human rights, but of course, to renew that commitment now that we have this roadmap presented in the SDGs, to really make democracy and really make human rights part of our daily basis, of our realities in our communities, in our countries. We cannot speak about democracy, we cannot speak about human rights while people are facing discriminations since the very nature of our law, or in budget, or in daily policies. The only way to be truly committed with democracy, the only way to be truly committed with human rights, is that make everyone entitled and capable of exercising these human rights. Thank you very much to the Assembly of the Republic. Thank you very much, Vice President Lacao. Thank you very much, Mr. Duarte Pacheco. It is always a pleasure to be in Portugal, in Lisbon, but also to be in a parliament that is fully committed with the Interparliamentary Union. We know that we can always count on the Portugal support. Thank you very much. Muito obrigada.
Tem a palavra o Sr. Vice-Presidente da Assembleia da República, Dr. Jorge Lacão.
Thank you very much. And now the floor goes to the Vice-President of the Portuguese Parliament, Dr. Jorge Lacão. Dear President of the IPU, Gabriela Cuevas. Dear President of the 12-plus geopolitical group, Member of Parliament, Duarte Pacheco. Dear fellow member of parliament, it is a great pleasure that on behalf of the presidency of the Portuguese parliament, I would like to dedicate a couple of moments to close this session. It is incredibly important that the 12-plus geopolitical group continues to maintain a consistent endeavour, and this endeavour is expressed in their activities within the parliaments represented by the IPU and in their committees and parallel working groups. However, it is also incredibly important that it is allowed to develop activities allowing sectoral reflections in a regional framework to ensure that the cohesion of our vision remains consistent over the course of time. And I believe that this is quite important to guarantee the general and overall cohesion of the IPU. As you all know, and as we've mentioned yesterday and today, the world we live in today is facing many challenges. These challenges are underscored by contradictory elements, and they are difficult to tackle and difficult to overcome. In this specific instance, we talked about innovation and technology, as well as health and the well-being of populations. Now, we all know that the technological development and the current digital society is creating untold opportunities for all of humanity. But that means that we can't ignore the problem, because inequality is also growing and is creating many problems when it comes to equal opportunities, social justice, and the possibility of integration by the populations on the global stage. And considering the historical background that many people may be left behind, the consequences of this feeling is that the principles and values that have underscored our political action and we want to reach, well, these principles and values may be under scrutiny and questioned. And so we have to ensure that the values of democracy, of human rights, the values interconnected to the democratic rule of law can continue being benchmarked and standards that we members of the 12-plus geopolitical group are incredibly proud of. But, as was mentioned by the president of the IPU, we need to ensure that these are just not castles in the sky. They are not mere principles. We need them to translate into achievable, concrete goals against the backdrop of sustainable development goals. It is thanks to the SDGs that we can ensure that we create equal opportunities and create the right environment to fight against discrimination. Of course, it's easier said than done. We all know that. Especially when we see specific clouds coming in from the horizon. We have to understand what type of clouds we're talking of to anticipate them. I'm talking about egoism, of course. And this egotism can push tendencies towards xenophobia, racism, among others. And so, rather than narrowing the mechanism at the heart of an international society, we should focus more to ensure that the tensions between states, countries, and populations do not become as problematic as they are right now. As the 12-plus geopolitical group, we have been carrying out our activities excellently to ensure that we can continue upholding these fundamental values that we believe in. In a day and age where democracy at a parliamentarian level is becoming more and more important and relevant and significant, we believe that the role as parliamentarians is at the heart of the functioning of the institutions by increasing proximity to populations and the knowledge of the parliament that inform the drafting of policies in our national agendas and schedules. We also have to accompany all of these policies and which are informed by the international stage and the United Nations. And that's why in meetings such as these, as was said by the president of the IPU, these meetings are important. And that's why Portugal and the Portuguese Parliament is incredibly satisfied of having the opportunity to welcome here with you. And I would like to echo what our previous speakers have said. We would like to wish you a good stay here in Portugal, if you can stay, of course. But we would also like to wish you safe travels back home. So thank you very much for your cooperation, for your presence, and we will continue meeting in the IPU meetings. Thank you very much for listening, and have a lovely day.
Senhoras e senhores deputados,
members of Parliament, President, I would like to officially close the second seminar organized by the 12 Plus Geopolitical Group about the Sustainable Development Goals. Thank you very much for attending.